I'm Andy Field, ABC News, with the Republicans' weekly address.
Over the past year and a half, senior Democratic leaders decided the upheaval and hardship of a once-in-a-century pandemic was actually a chance to justify radical left-wing change. This isn't just me conjecturing. It's what they keep saying. Right at the start of the crisis, March 2020, the House Democratic Whip said the pandemic offered, quote, a tremendous opportunity to restructure things to fit our vision. Just last week, President Biden said, quote, this pandemic has been god-awful for so many reasons, but he said, it does present us with an opportunity. So they get points for honesty, at least. The reckless taxing and spending spree the Democrats are riding behind closed doors is designed to leave Americans with a socialist country they never voted for, a country that working families in many ways would barely recognize. Last night, one of those many efforts hit a stumbling block. Senate Democrats were reminded the rules of this institution will not permit them to shove a massive amnesty for illegal immigrants into a reckless taxing and spending spree they want to ram through on a party line basis. Our Democratic colleagues cannot pretend that massive transformational policy changes are mere budgetary tweaks. As no less an authority than our colleague, now Chairman Bernie Sanders, said just a few years ago, quote, the function of reconciliation is to adjust federal spending and revenue, not to enact major changes in social policy, end quote. That's Chairman Sanders a few years ago. That's a lesson he and his caucus need to relearn. Even with the border as insecure as it's ever been, the far left wanted sweeping amnesty, and Democratic leaders dutifully tried their very best. It goes to show you how radical this legislation is going to be. Democrats want to tamper with Americans' Medicare and stretch the program even thinner, while it already faces fiscal challenges. They want to interfere massively with the states that choose not to bow to Obamacare mandates on Medicaid. They want to use healthcare dollars to line the pockets of special interests with big union giveaways. And they want to impose socialist price controls on Americans' medicines that would leave us with fewer new treatments and new cures in the future. It adds up to a massive leap towards socialized medicine. But somehow, this still only scratches the surface. Democrats are also trying to force through an unprecedented federal takeover of American families' child care options that may leave faith-based child care providers high and dry. They want an all-out assault on affordable, reliable, homegrown American energy so the entire country can be marched toward California utility prices, California gas prices, and California electricity blackouts. Just what families want. Look, I could go on all day. The reckless taxing and spending spree that Democrats are riding behind closed doors is shaping up to be exactly what they promised, an effort to exploit this terrible but temporary pandemic as a Trojan horse for permanent socialism.
I'm Andy Field, ABC News.